This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we pour the throne of grace, we come to you, humble ourselves and lift our mighty hands tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just a thank you and a praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just a thank you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides me, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, anoint this lips of clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that's so easily beset us, we just shake it off and I should put it in thy hand, put it in the sea of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, have full control of this teaching hour here this night in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. And the word of God reads, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a candlestick, or put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Also here in the book of 1 Corinthians 11, verses 1, "Be ye followers, imitators of me, even as I am also of Christ." This is the word of God. For the people of God, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, are you modern Christ? As a believer in Christ, do you set an example in your conduct? Are you modern Christ? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you modern a Christian conduct? Thank you, Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as believers of Christ. We are Christians needing to be modeling Christ and showing people what life is all about. I stopped by tonight to let you know, again, according to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, the Apostle Paul is talking to the Corinthians church, and he's giving them a testimony and saying, be ye followers, imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ. So, beloved, here in 2021, life is not all about talking, getting, receiving, or taking advantage of opportunities that are presented to you. But life is also about helping and serving others. Here, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And Jesus did some things in the course of his ministry strictly to show the disciples as well as us in 2021 why he was here. And he told them what his mission was. He told them, let this be an example to you. Jesus washed the disciples' feet so that they would understand what he was doing and why and what they were supposed to do as well. Role modeling was an important part of Jesus' ministry. So brothers and sisters of Christ, our job as Christians here is to be that role model for those around us. That is where you as a child of God should get all of your satisfaction from knowing that you have helped someone else along the way. The Apostle Paul, here again, is challenging the believers at Corinth. Also, us in 2021 to imitate him as he imitated Christ. As believers in Christ, do you set an example in your conduct? People of God, we as Christians, regardless if you are young in the Lord or older in Christ, we are told of the importance of living as a Christian before a world of unbelievers. Yes, you modeling a Christian conduct here in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. It says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its flavor, by what shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trumpet of men, trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. As believers of Christ, it is very easy and it is very important to live like Christians before a watching world of unbelievers. Remember this, always, brothers and sisters of Christ, we ought to live as salt and light, standing out from the world all around us. Are you modeling a Christian conduct, a man's conduct in Scripture? It's called his walk here in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. It says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Believer in Christ, God's grace is the root of your salvation, and good works are the fruit. The hallmark of the Christian life is integrity. Integrity is a high standard of living based on a personal core of morality. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date. Integrity is a high standard of living based on a personal code of mortality. Child of God, a person of integrity, is whole, and their life are well put together. People with integrity have nothing to hide and nothing to fear. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 10, verse 9, they call for the verse says, he that walketh uprightly, walketh securely. Their lives are open book to a watching world. Yes, people of integrity has nothing to hide. They are confident of knowing who they are in Christ. Their life is a reflection of what Christianity is all about. So, beloved, our walk must match our talk. In other words, our video must line up with our audio. Our character will and has to match our confession. Who you are on Sunday morning must be the same on Monday and every day of the week. Are you modeling a Christian conduct here in 2021? 1 Peter 2, verse 11 says, the B clause in the verse, it says, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Abstain means not to give, not to get involved with, or to keep away from. Beloved, if you're a Christian, you need to see yourself, whatever you are doing, you are as God's ambassador to the place that you are in. As a child of God, you as an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ represent yourself and the Lord in whatever you do. Here the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 1, verse 27, only let your conduct be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Philippians and letting them know that only let your conduct be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. And whether the Apostle Paul come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we should walk in unity in the faith, knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Knowing that Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promised in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So just keep that in mind. Be encouraged. Stand fast in unity in the faith. The Bible said in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So brothers and sisters in Christ, proper conduct on our part and unity in the church are essential if we are to benefit the gospel and the gospel message. As believers of Christ, we need to be willing to stop anything that we are doing that might hinder people from coming to the kingdom of God. That's why we can't live our life just anyway. No, let your life be an example of what Christianity is all about. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. So therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Are you, beloved, modern-day Christian conduct as a child of God? If you are a Christian, your lifestyle is either doing one or two things. First, pointing people to God. Or second, turning them away from him. So always be mindful on how you live. Be mindful of your lifestyle. Live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Also be mindful of this, child of God. If you are living in a way that is contrary to God's word, then not only are people going to call you a hypocrite, but they will talk badly about God and his church because of your action. I'm going to say it again because it's better to be repeated. And we should always be mindful of this. As a child of God, if you are living in a way that is contrary to what God's word is saying, then not only are people going to call you a hypocrite, but they will talk badly about the God that you serve in his church because of your action. Born again believers in Christ, do you set an example in your conduct, in your Christian walk with Christ? Are you modeling Jesus? Beloved, all the time, in every way, in all of life, God challenges us to be an example of godliness to other Christians. Child of God, our God-given task is to be a model of godliness. Again, we are reminded about what 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22 says, abstain from every form of evil. Are you modeling? 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Are you, my brother, my sister in Christ? Are you modeling Christ in your life? So, beloved, always remember this. As a child of God, don't do anything or say anything or go anywhere that would cause you shame if the Lord Jesus Christ should come. 1 John 2, verse 28 says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he should appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. We ought to stand firm and abide in Christ. Believers, believer in Christ, what affect you will also affect your conduct, which you have on other people. Will it be a testimony to the unsaved, or will they decide that there is really no difference between a Christian and an unbeliever? Yes, living for Christ is very important, and it is. We have to be on our best behavior 24/7. Remember what the Word of God said after we experience that born-again experience spiritually. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So, beloved, we as Christians all want to grow in spiritual maturity and Christ-likeness. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are you modeling Christ tonight? Are you living a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight? Yes, we desire to please him. We desire to walk close with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has set the example for us to follow. So as followers of his, let's live a life of holiness, a life that will be an example of what Christianity is all about. This day, this night, and forevermore, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Yes, beloved, will you live to know God and his eternal love? Or will you live for this world and its fleeting pleasure? Or you might be Jesus Christ. Yes,
I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Oh, bless me now. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Oh,
believing God for. God is still in the soul searching, soul saving business. God still is a God that sits high and looks low, knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve an awesome God, a God that has all power in his hand. He neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. Nothing catch God by surprise. It may surprise us when unexpected things happen in our lives. But I stop by tonight to give you a word of encouragement. Do you set an example in your conduct? Hallelujah. When it comes to being a born-again believer of Christ, are you modeling Christ tonight? It is so important for us to understand that we're in this world, but we're not up. Hallelujah. We have been called to be different. We have been called for such a time as this. And this is not the time to back up. Amen. And this is not the time to back up or look back. This is the time to go forward of knowing that, hallelujah, that of knowing that things, greatness is on the way. Things will get better, but we must do our part. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray, and, hallelujah, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. That's the type of God that we serve. God is not, hallelujah, a lot of times we say we're waiting on God, but God is waiting on us to line up with his will, hallelujah, to come back in agreement, come back in alignment with what he has spoken in our lives for each and every one of us. This is a time to get busy for him like never before. God is a good God and worthy to be praised. So again, are you modeling Christ in your life here tonight in 2021? Again, the Bible says that once we experience the born again experience on a spiritual level, then we become a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us that it says that therefore if any man or woman be in Christ, he is or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So, beloved, we as Christians all want to grow in spiritual maturity and become Christ-likeness. As believers in Christ, we must choose our love and then maintain that choice. You love either the world or the Father, but not both. Yes, beloved, will you live to know God and his eternal life and his eternal love? Or will you live for this world? The choice is yours because you can't do both. Either you love one and despise the other, or you hate one, hallelujah, and cling to the other. You see, once you have made the decision, you must fight in order to maintain your choice against the strong current of the world, the world's influence, the world's excitement. The world is steady decaying, steady passing away. But we have to have a made-up mind as a born-again believer of Christ. Our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So, beloved, the only way that you can fight the love of the world is to maintain and grow in love with God, our Father. Remember, child of God, that the world refers to the evil, organized system under Satan's, which operates through unbelieving people who are God's enemy. Jesus Christ spoke of the world, hating both him and those who would follow him. In the Bible, in the book of John, the 15th chapter, verses 18 and 19. It says, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me, because it hated you. If you are of the world will love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Again, beloved believer of Christ, are you modeling Jesus Christ tonight as the author and finisher of our faith? You see, as a born-again believer in Christ, we have to set an example in our conduct on a daily basis. You see, the world, again, it operates on the basis of ungodly thoughts, attitude, motives, values, and goals. The world does not seek to promote God's glory or to submit to his sovereign authority. Believer in Christ, worldliness is primarily an attitude that is motivated by wrong desires and the wrongful promotion of self. So to be worldly is to operate on the same principle as unregenerated people who think and act out of selfishness, greed, pride, and personal ambition. It is to have, they are to have a selfish desire for the things that you do not have, and have a sinful pride in the things that you do have. As people of God, rather than living to please God, we as people of God, we live to please God, the one who examines the heart. But the worldly person tries to impress people who look on things outwardly and not inwardly. As believers of Christ, worldliness is not a matter of keeping some list of do's and don'ts. It is a matter of your heart before God. You see, God is a God of the heart. Whatever is in your heart will eventually come out. Whatever is in your heart, the mouth will speak it. As believers in Christ, again, are you modeling Christ tonight? Is God your Father first? God's first love for you that motivates you to love him in response. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says that we love him because he first loved us. Beloved, in light of the Father's greatest love in sending his only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the propitiation for our sin, the sacrifice for all mankind, and adopting us as his children, loving him should be our greatest desire, our greatest delight, and our greatest joy. Bible says in the book of Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, as well as unto us today in 2021, as being followers of his, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Yes, again, our challenge as born-again believers in 2021 is to choose your love. Either you will love the world or you will love the Father. You cannot straddle the fence or the line. as believers in Christ. God the Father is a jealous lover who deserves and demands total allegiance on our part. Brethren, love the Father. It begins at the cross. When we receive God's supreme gift of love, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a substitute for our sin, he became the ultimate sacrifice, put all men's sin on his shoulders. He was nailed on an old rugged cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Bible says, when I shed the blood, there will be no remission for sin. Again, the question tonight, it stands. As a born-again believer of Christ, are you modeling Christ? Are you living a life of holiness, a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight? Are you setting an example in your conduct in Christ? Believer, beloved, any love relationship that you have, it must be maintained. And that is true, even so, of your relationship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit agreeing as one, the Godhead, child of God. For you to yield to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, it is to maintain love for the world. Yes, lust refers to a strong desire or impulse. The flesh, it refers to our fallen nature. The lust of the flesh includes any strong desire or inclination of our fallen nature, including sexual sins, and also all activity that stems from the self-seeking, godless nature that we are born with. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our spirit has been renewed, but our flesh is still upon us. As long as we're in this flesh, we are liable to sin. If we do so, the Bible says, 1 John 1:9, as a born-again believer, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the type of God that we serve. God look upon us because of what Jesus did. He has forgiven us. Our slate has been wiped clean. That's why we can come boldly to the throne of God. Not in our righteousness, because our righteousness is as filthy rag in the eyes of God. But Jesus' righteousness, he's a sinless one. He has paved the way for us to come back in right standing with God the Father. When we come to the place of total surrender, our lives completely to the Lord, and we believe and we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that God, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that God had allowed his Son to come down from heaven to become an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, that we may get back in right standing with him. Yes, we are in a pandemic. Yes, we still, hallelujah, we are still looking for a change to take place, believing that the coronavirus would one day have an expiration date. But we as God's people must stand in the gap, intercede and pray, and believe God that he's able, willing, and ready to set us free. Yes, my brothers and sisters of Christ, many natural desires are legitimate if they are kept under control and are used in the spirit for which God designed them. People of God, the desire for food, companionship, sex, and security are legitimate when we keep them within God's limits and when we do not allow them to take over God's rightful place in our heart. But they become sinful when we seek to fulfill them in selfishness, ungodly ways. So child of God, to yield to the lusty eyes, it is not to love the Father, but the world. You see, as a child of God, are you setting an example in your conduct? Yielding to the lust of the eyes, it points to the sinful desire of greed and covetousness to want that which you do not have, but which others may have. It also refers to the desire that stems from false, superficial values. Also, beloved, to yield to the boastful pride of life, it is not to love the Father, our God, but the world. While the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes refers to the desire to have what you do not have, the boastful pride of life refers to sinful pride over what you do have. It is the desire to be better than others so that you can glory in yourself and your accomplishment. Believer in Christ, to obey the Father with our eyes on eternity, is to maintain our love for him. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So child of God, whatever commands our time, our energy, and our resources, it will command us. So we must make a choice and have a decision from this night forward in 2021 to model the Savior, our personal Savior, Lord of our life. Remember what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, when he was telling the people at the church of Corinth, giving them words of encouragement, when he said, "Be ye followers, imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ." Remember, believer of Christ, we as Christians need to model Christ and show people again what life is all about. Yes, beloved, life is not all about taking, getting, receiving, or taking advantage of opportunities that are presented to you. But life is all about helping and serving others. Christ did some things in the course of his ministry to be an example for all of us. He showed the disciples that walked with him while he was here and told them what his mission was. He told them, let this be an example to you. Jesus gave an example of humility, of washing the disciples' feet so that they would understand what he was doing and why and what they were supposed to do as well. You see, role modeling was an important part of Christ's ministry, and role modeling for followers of his, as we as Christians should mimic, should do. Brothers and sisters of Christ, our job here on earth as Christians is to be that model, that role model for those around us, in our community, in our family, in our friends, all those that are looking in at our life. When we say we are born again believers, we go around proclaiming that we are a Christian. Our life should be more holy. We should want to live holy because the God that we serve is a holy God. He's a God of righteousness, a God that is willing, able, and ready to meet our each and every need. This is where we as children of God should get all of our self-satisfaction in this world, in 2021, from knowing that we have helped someone along the way. When we cross paths with people, saved or unsaved, we should always try to give them a hand up instead of giving them a hand out. The Apostle Paul challenged us with the scripture, as well as God challenged us as believers in Christ to be imitators of Christ, to live a life that is representing Christ, to be ambassador for Christ, the ambassador wherever we go. An ambassador is one that represents. So believer in Christ, do you set an example in your conduct? People of God, we as Christians, regardless of if you are young in the Lord and still on milk, or older in the Lord, in our own meat, we are told of the importance of living as Christians before a watchful world of unbelievers. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be somewhere that you're not supposed to be. Do something that is contrary to the word of God. People, unbelievers, as well as believers, will remind you of what the word of God is saying. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and I will be a God to you, and you will be a people to me. We must walk it. We must be led by the Spirit of God. We must walk in obedience to what the word says. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, beloved, child of God, do you set an example in your conduct on a daily basis? Are you modeling a life that represents Christ? Are you striving to maturity and to be Christ-like. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is very important to live a life that is pleasing to the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the one with all power in his hand. As we bring this teaching to a close tonight, if you don't know Christ, this is the time for you to get right with him. This is the time to get back in right standing with God. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you come to that place of total surrender, come to God just the way you are, total out from the floor. Let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed, that you are ready to make an about face and change your life. Asking him to come into your life. According to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, say, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can contact us at Busted Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can get in contact with us at Busted Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Have a blessed and prosperous, safe weekend. May God bless you. Pray for us as we continue to pray for you. God's willing, Jesus Terry will meet again through the use of the internet, hallelujah, on this Tuesday. Good night. Have a blessed and prosperous, safe weekend.